WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Becoming That Girl, where we tackle life's little and big challenges with a side of laughter and a whole lot of self-love. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important. Embracing self-love and acceptance. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go again with the fluffy stuff, hear me out. This isn't just about lighting scented candles and sipping herbal tea, although that can be part of it. It's about building a solid foundation of love and kindness for yourself, something we often forget in the hustle and bustle of daily life. You know that feeling when you're constantly comparing yourself to others? That little voice whispering, not good enough, or you should be further along. Yeah, let's silence that noise. Self-love isn't about being perfect, it's about celebrating the unique, amazing human being you are, flaws and all. So, how do we actually do this? Well, grab your favorite cozy blanket, because I'm spilling the tea on 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-love you deserve. Number 1. Ditch the negative self-talk. Ever notice how quickly those negative thoughts creep in? They're like an invited guest at a party, unwanted and disruptive. Start by catching yourself when you're being harsh on yourself. Then, reframe those thoughts into something positive and encouraging. Instead of saying, I messed up, try that didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it. See the difference? Small changes, big impact. Number 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, make a list every day, even if it's just 3 things you're grateful for. It could be something simple like a delicious cup of coffee or a sunny day. Focusing on the good stuff shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate all the amazing things in your life. Number 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We often get caught up in chasing the next goal, forgetting to celebrate the milestones along the way. Every accomplishment deserves recognition. Whether it's finishing a challenging project or simply getting out of bed on a tough day, give yourself a pat on the back, you earned it. Number 4. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine talking to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself. Would you say those things? Probably not. Extend that same compassion and understanding to yourself. Be patient, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. Your tribe matters. Spend time with people who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your authenticity. Toxic relationships drain your energy and negativity. Choose to surround yourself with love and support. It makes a world of difference. Think about that time you were really down on yourself. Maybe you didn't nail an interview or a project went sideways. How did those negative thoughts affect your actions? Did you isolate yourself, avoid challenges, or beat yourself up even more? That's where self-love steps in. Imagine instead of spiraling into negativity, you acknowledged the setback, learned from it, and then rallied with a dose of self-compassion. You might say something like, okay, this didn't go as planned, but I'm proud of myself for trying. What can I learn from this experience, see? A whole different vibe. Self-love isn't about being selfish or ignoring your responsibilities. It's about recognizing your worth and treating yourself with the same kindness and respect you would offer to someone you truly care about. So, what's the takeaway here? Self-love isn't a destination, it's a journey. A constant practice of choosing kindness, celebrating progress, and embracing your unique awesomeness. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Start today by practicing one of these tips. Even a small step can make a big difference. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-love boost. Leave us a review and let us know your favorite way to practice self-care. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.